The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, BTN News listeners. Come on, spell it out with me. F-R-I-D-A-Y. It's here. Yes, indeed. Welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 26th of April, 2019. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening. It's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. All right, line them up. What the hell am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about those camera lenses on the back of your iPhone. Yes, it seems Apple's next iPhones are going to have even more improved camera. How are they going to do this? By slapping more lenses on the back. Apparently, our rumor people out there have been saying the next iPhones are expected to have a triple lens camera, which obviously would be an upgrade from our dual lens camera that we got right now. Also, on top of that, the front-facing camera will also get a little bit of an improvement. Though, hence, it does say front-facing camera, which I guess just means one. Damn, I thought maybe it'll get dual on the front now. Now, these new iPhones, which are actually expected to be released this year, this will probably be the only improvement we're gonna see. Now, don't look for 5G or anything like that. That's still coming in 2020, so we've heard. And the overall design? Yeah, pretty much like what we're seeing right now. But if being an iPhone photographer is your thing, you might just love having triple lenses on the back. Hey, speaking of cell phones, looking to get an LG smartphone? Well, you better be picking it up pretty soon. Looks like in the land of Korea where they make the things, and they're not going to make them anymore. Yes, the future of LG Mobile seems to be in a bit of a dilemma, pretty much because it's been overshadowed by Samsung Mobile in its own country. And because of this, it seems LG will be taking a step back and discontinuing the smartphone manufacturing in Korea. Now, yes, I just said Korea. Apparently, they might move production to Vietnam. So maybe the LG phone isn't completely dead yet. They're just looking for a way to manufacture it a little bit cheaper, probably so they can compete with Samsung. Audible and Alexa. Yep, they've united. Ah. What for? Well, apparently to give us customer support. Yes, we all know that Amazon owns Audible, so it only makes sense to integrate Alexa right into it. Yes, starting today, users will be able to say, "Hey, Alexa, call Audible." And believe it or not, it will actually put you in touch with an actual human being. No, it won't just be Alexa. You're actually going to have some type of a conversation with a real person. Though the way it is these days, that could be good and bad. The point of this? Well, apparently for technical issues that you might be having with your Audible account. But actually, a step beyond that, you'll also get troubleshooting queries and even book recommendations. Yes, now it's giving you even more power not to lift a finger. As you might remember, you can already control your audiobook playback via Alexa. Now you can control your technical support too. Finally, oh, speaking of uniting, these two have been united for quite some time now. Who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Bill and Melinda Gates. Ah, oh, those two lovebirds. You gotta think, how do they keep that marriage so strong? I mean, that's hard to do. The two have been married for 25 years. Come on, what's your secret? Every night, they wash dishes together. That's right. According to Bill and Melinda, it's worked for their marriage, and they think it can make everybody's marriage super strong. Actually, it's more than just doing the dishes. It's actually about dividing up household responsibilities, making it a key to establishing a balanced partnership. Oh, I think this is great. You gotta wonder what it's like for them two doing the dishes, right? It's probably Melinda from the table handing the dish to Bill and Bill saying, "Eh, in the dishwasher it goes." And then afterwards having a glass of wine together looking at their bank account saying, "Aw, oh, now this is love." If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for our podcast. You can subscribe to them over there. We're also on iTunes, too. Wherever's the most convenient, just get subscribed today. We got so many wonderful shows for you to check out. Check us out, too, on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our lovely BTN geeky community over at our Slack room. So much tech chat going on over there. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show gliding into the weekend. We will, however, though, be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that does happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.